Blog Talk Radio.
Giants fans, and welcome to the latest edition of Big Blue View Radio. I'm Ed Valentine, editor and lead writer at BigBlueView.com. We came to you earlier in the week to discuss the 1-6 Giants after they lost to the Seattle Seahawks, but we have to. I had to come back again this week after the Jerry Reese press conference that he held on Tuesday. You know, Reese speaks to the media, or he doesn't speak often. He generally speaks, you know, at the midway point of the season. And he spoke yesterday. If you've been reading Big Blue View, you understand, you know, some of my feelings about the things that Jerry said yesterday. To put it mildly, I thought that much of what Reese said was disingenuous. You know, folks that have been reading Big Blue View for a long time now have the impression, I always hear the phrase, Ed hates Reese. Ed doesn't hate Reese. Ed doesn't like what has happened to the New York Giants over the past 6 years, with only one, you know, blowout playoff loss to show for the final 6 years, which, to be brutally honest, you know, that's an underachievement. That's an extreme underachievement, you know, with a quarterback like Eli Manning, and, you know, Tom Coughlin was the head coach for part of that time as well. You know, Coughlin may have also had some culpability in that situation. You know, no one is going to sit here and say that he was perfect, or that Eli was perfect, or that we can expect Ben McAdoo or anyone to be perfect. But, you know, my belief is that the Giants have underachieved pretty dramatically over the last 6 years. And the one constant in that time period is the general manager. He's the only one left, you know, in terms of upper management from that last Super Bowl. And he has to be held accountable. What I really want to do today is to examine some of the things that Reese said, you know, during his meeting with the media on Tuesday, and give you my thoughts on what he said. In the end, I thought that, you know, that he said he took ownership right at the very beginning of the press conference. He repeated that multiple times throughout the 20 or so minutes that he spoke to reporters, but it's my belief that he also spent most of that time proving that those were just words that he said because he knew he had to say them, because he is the general manager, because he does in the end pick the players. He is, in the end, responsible for the draft choices. He is, in the end, responsible for the free agent signings. So it's my belief that he knew he had to say those words. But it's also my belief that he then went about basically throwing everyone else under the bus. Ben McAdoo, players, especially the defensive players, and that he also once again took no responsibility for the for the poor offensive line that the Giants are once again fielding, you know, for his inability or unwillingness to go out and make at least one move in the draft or in free agency, you know, one substantial move, I should say, you know, because I don't want to give short shrift to DJ Fluker, who was signed to a one-year, $3 million sort of prove-it, you know, contract in the second wave of free agency. But he didn't do anything substantial to try to improve that offensive line. And in my view, he once again, yesterday, you know, refused to acknowledge that that was a mistake or that it was even an issue. So what I want to do is I was at the press conference. I was sitting in the room. I did hear how the questions were asked. I did hear the answers. What I want to do, I'm also looking at the transcript of the entire press conference. What I want to do is go through some of the things that were said and give you my take on some of that. But first and foremost, as I said earlier, let's acknowledge that Jerry did say, it's my roster, I'm responsible for everyone on the roster, and I'll take ownership of where we are right now. He did say that. And that is true. He is responsible for the draft picks, for the free agent signings, ultimately for whether it's a talented roster or whether it is not a talented roster. Unfortunately, I thought that after that, he made a series of assertions that were either somewhat ridiculous or that threw other people under the bus. So, I mean, the first thing that he said was that he thought that the Giants had bought into the hype after winning 11 games last year, after hearing Super Bowl aspirations or Super Bowl talk, you know, regarding this team, you know, and that he thought that perhaps, you know, guys weren't as hungry as they should have been. And I don't know, I find it a little bit ridiculous that, you know, yes, the team won 11 games, but many of those players had also been through several losing seasons. They lost a playoff game by 25 points, basically got themselves embarrassed in Green Bay. You know, they should have been coming into this season hungrier, not reading press clippings. And I'm not buying the idea that the hype from the media, you know, led this team to get big heads and to not play as hard or prepare as hard, you know, entering the season as they needed to. I'm simply not going to buy that assertion from Jerry, you know, that guys didn't try hard enough. You know, in reference to the offensive line, Jerry he basically defended Eric Flowers, and he said Eric Flowers is not the reason the Giants were 1-6, that Flowers was still a young player, that he thought Flowers had gotten better. And I will agree with those things. Flowers has shown some signs of improvement. Eric Flowers is not the reason that the Giants are 1-6. What I did not like from Reese was when he said that there are a lot of comparable offensive left tackles in the NFL to Eric Flowers, that there were guys drafted higher as offensive linemen than Eric Flowers. who have also been busts. He didn't name, Greg Robinson, who is now with the Detroit Lions, as one of them, but that was the first name that came to mind. Reese is correct about that assertion, but also that does not make it okay. Having a poor offensive left tackle isn't okay simply because other teams have poor offensive left tackles. Missing on a top 10 draft pick isn't okay simply because other teams have missed. It doesn't excuse the failure. And my takeaway was that Jerry was trying to excuse the failure, his own culpability, by saying that, well, it's okay because other GMs have failed and other teams don't have good offensive left tackles either. And I also thought he said the same thing in regards to the offensive line as a whole. He said that the Giants were comparable on the offensive line to many teams in the league. And again, he's technically correct. But again, that doesn't make the fact that you don't have a good offensive line okay. It doesn't make the fact that you didn't go out and try to address it okay. I also have to take issue, as I did at Big Blue View on Tuesday morning, with Reese's assertions as to why the Giants didn't go out and address the offensive line. Jerry did talk about how the guys that he did have, the guys they started the season with, had some continuity. They had a lot of snaps playing together. And yeah, sure, there is some value in that if they happen to be good players. The problem that I have with what Jerry said about not addressing the offensive line is that he said that the Giants felt like there weren't a lot of choices in free agency or in the draft. He said there weren't a lot of choices out there. He also said there just wasn't a lot of offensive line help out there from our perspective. If you look at the story that I wrote on Big Blue View this morning, I listed, several quality offensive tackles who were available in free agency. Yes, some of them got ridiculous money, but not all of them got ridiculous money. There were several quality guards available in free agency. There were players he could have chosen in the first couple rounds of the draft, if he had wanted to go in that direction. I don't disagree with the draft choices he made of Evan Engerman and Dalvin Tomlinson, both excellent players. I simply do disagree with Reese's assertion that the Giants did not have good choices, or good options to choose from in the market. He's basically saying, that he threw up his hands and said there's just nothing out there that will help us improve this offensive line. And that is an assertion that I simply cannot endorse. I simply cannot go along with that. Reese was asked specifically about Pro Bowl left tackle Andrew Whitworth, and basically said that the reason the Giants didn't go after him was because they want to be a younger football team, a younger offensive line. And, Whitworth is 35. I get that, except for, as I also wrote at Big Blue View this morning, you have a 36-year-old quarterback with a closing window. And you went out and signed a 33-year-old wide receiver with money that you could have put toward, making a bid for an offensive lineman. Obviously, the two-year, $11 million deal Brandon Marshall got wasn't going to pay for Andrew Whitworth or another one of the offensive tackles in its entirety, but you could have taken that money and put it toward the offensive line. You know, I have a problem with that simply because you're using money on an older player in one position and yet saying that we didn't want to use it on an older player in a different position where it probably would have been more help to your football team, you know, than the wide receiver that you selected. So I just think that it's that when he talks specifically about the offensive line, I think that he's misguided there and that he's not, you know, accepting his responsibility for not improving a group that wasn't good last year and overall still has not been good enough this year. Let me turn my attention to some of Reese's other remarks. What I want to say is, let's talk about Ben McAdoo. All right. I have my own issues with McAdoo. I do believe that the football team that Jerry Reese put together should not be a 1-6 football team. It should be better than that. That doesn't mean that it's a juggernaut or should be a juggernaut, that it should be a championship caliber football team. I just believe it should not be, you know, 1-6 staring at the third overall pick in the draft. I do have plenty of issues with decisions that Ben McAdoo has made this year, with his overall performance in the way that he's used personnel, in the way that he's run this football team, in the way that he's prepared this football team. But I really thought that for Jerry yesterday to make some of the comments that he made without using Ben's name and without saying, you know, the coach's responsibility, I thought that Jerry went out of his way to throw McAdoo under the bus. He constantly said things like, you win games with your preparation during the week, not on Sundays. He referenced the hype. He referenced players, especially on the defensive side of the ball, not being hungry enough. And all of those things happen to be the responsibility of the head coach. When you're talking about preparation, when you're talking about motivation, when you're talking about how players practice, when you're talking about them, you know, reading their press clippings and perhaps, you know, thinking that they're better than they are, all of those things fall under the auspices of the head coach to control. Jerry tried to say it's all of our responsibility, but the general manager ownership does not control the players on a day-to-day basis. It's the head coach who deals with those on a day-to-day basis. And for me, you know, that's a direct slap at McAdoo. He also talked about how the Giants need to put players in better positions to succeed. That, again, is the responsibility of Ben McAdoo and his coaching staff. So again, for me, there's no other way to take that other than as a criticism of Ben McAdoo. Jerry also made a sort of hyperbolic statement about McAdoo in his intelligence. He said, you know, that Ben is smarter than all of us in this room, smarter than all of us put together. Now, you can take that as hyperbole, or if you want to, you can take that as Reese saying Ben thinks he's smarter than the rest of us. I don't know, but I thought that it was a strange statement to make. I also thought that Jerry was a little bit over the top in his criticism of the defense. Now, he might be right that the defense hasn't played as well as it did a year ago. I think we can all see that. But I thought that it was a little bit out of line for him to directly say that the defense wasn't as hungry as it was a year ago. His direct quote was, "The defense in particular, I saw a hungrier defense last year than I've seen. I've seen it at times, but you have to be consistently hungry every week and get the job done." He pointed out a couple of games that the defense was unable to close out. I really didn't like Jerry talking about player hunger and players buying into the hype when he had initially said, you know, that he took ownership of the 1-6 record, because that again is throwing the defense in particular under the bus. That's not saying, you know, which he also tried to say, you know, we win as a team, we lose as a team, we win as an organization, all of that stuff. But then to single out the defense, while again, probably technically, you know, he's right that the defense hasn't played well. I really didn't think that was becoming, you know, for a general manager to do that. Now, obviously, you know, people who have been around Big Blue View for a while do believe, you know, that I have it in for Jerry. I don't have it in for Jerry. You know, what it basically comes down to is I didn't really like his performance or his remarks on Tuesday. Do I think in the end that Jerry Reese should be replaced as general manager of the Giants? I don't know. I think that when you look at the body of work for the past 6 years, that it hasn't been good enough. I think that if you believe that the Giants should have been better, if you believe that they need to be better, you know, you've gotten rid of Tom Coughlin. You made Coughlin get rid of his coordinators. You've made, you know, lots of changes to how things are done, you know, inside the building with the Giants. If you continue, you know, to believe that this is not acceptable and that changes need to be made, you know, then perhaps I think you do have to look at Jerry, because do we really trust, you know, that if the personnel isn't good enough, if the Giants need a quarterback of the future, you know, in the upcoming draft, if they need to make critical free agent decisions, do we, or, you know, more to the point, does ownership continue to believe, you know, with the mounting evidence of the past 6 years, does ownership continue to believe that Jerry still has the answers? I personally would actually feel, you know, feel that it was probably time for the Giants to make a change. I don't know that they will, It's simply, you know, not the way that they do business. They're a loyal bunch. You know, they've often expressed support for Jerry, but I don't know how long you can watch performances like Tuesdays and, you know, in which, as I said, in which I heard him say that he took ownership, but then I watched him and listened to him go about proving, you know, that in his mind it was everyone else's fault. And I don't know if I want, you know, someone who believes that, you know, to be in charge of fixing the situation. So anyway, Giants fans, you know, that's my take on Reese and my breakdown on what he said on Tuesday. Drop a line to bigblueview@gmail.com if you agree or disagree. Be sure to join the conversation at Big Blue View. If you're not a member of the site, please join up so you can participate in the discussion. Follow me on Big Blue View at Big Blue View or at Valentine_Ed. And you can also check us out on Facebook. With that said, Giants fans, I think we'll call it a show for today. Please, you know, keep coming back as we break the Giants down, you know, throughout the season. And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.